Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, members of the Marine Resources Committee, thank you for the opportunity to discuss LD 586, an act to protect Maine fisheries from the effects of industrial recirculating aquaculture operations with you. I'm here today to vigorously ask you to vote ought not to pass. My name is Greg Lambert. I'm the Freshwater Production Manager for Cook Aquaculture USA and a resident of Fairfield. I grew up in Caribou, Arista County's covered, and a proud UMaine alum. Cook employs approximately 200 people in four Maine counties, Washington, Hancock, Somerset, and Franklin. Additionally, we employ some 4,000 individuals in the U.S. and growing, as Cook has just signed a deal to purchase Slade Gorton, America's original fish family company. And as a result, you can bet on Gorton sourcing more Maine seafood in the future as a result. I personally have been employed by Cook since 2004, began my aquaculture career in 1998. I also note that this bill would not affect any Cook facilities, as we do not have any RAS facilities that discharge the marine environment at this time. But I feel the need to speak up, as this simply is a bad bill. LD 586 is head-scratching at best and very troubling at worst. This bill attempts to reinvent the wheel by duplicating authority and regulations that already exist. Sections 1 and 3 of this bill are already covered by DMR and DEP permits, respectively. And I ask the question, do we really want more duplication in our laws? Section 2, while good in its intent, is not at a point that is achievable. To replace the components in fish feed sources from the marine environment, there needs to be an exponential increase in the amount of alternative proteins produced. This may be possible in 10 or 20 years, but not now. It is not attainable at the required scale. When I started in this sector, a feed pellet was comprised of approximately 80% fish products. And nearly 25 years later, we're down to 20%. That is good progress. This sector will innovate if you let us. Additionally, some of this language in the bill is very ambiguous. Who decides the definition of industrial? What is the definition of recirculation? Is it a facility that recycles 5% of its water, 50, 99? We don't know. This bill also seemingly discriminates against aquaculture. I'm unable to think of another food industry which the state of Maine requires to be carbon neutral, nor can I name another form of animal production that prohibits ingredients that are essential to proper nutrition. Are we going to mandate cows not eat any grain or grass in the future? Of course not. Please do the right thing and proper thing. Put this bill out the pasture. See, I connected the cows with the...
Yeah, right? That's good.
Vote to kill this bill and vote ought not to pass. Thank you.
Right.
Off the hook.
Representative Bucket Davis is coming to get you.
Now, I believe you're located in Machiasport. That's within my district, right?
Garden Lake, yes, sir.
Yeah, and you fellows, you employ quite a few people in that town. Well, not just that town. They come from all over. So that's quite impressive down there. That'd be a place worth looking at, really. It's so nice.
That's quite impressive, isn't it, is the question, right? Oh, we got one more.
Related to that, it sounds like we're making up a list of summer field trips, and so we would be delighted to. Wouldn't you be delighted to have us there?
We would be absolutely delighted. We can show you hatcheries, we can show you marine sites, processing facility, we can show you everything. Yeah, glad to do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Oh, just kidding.
Thank you very much. So, Slade Gorton, is that Gorton's of Gloucester?
It is.
Gorton's of Gloucester. I grew up with that commercial.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I'm a freshwater guy. I step beyond my steps. It's not. It is located.
Okay.
Slade Gorton.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know the difference either.
I don't know that commercial.
About their commercial.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.